Hi, I'm Fred Caston. It's very nice to have you here for Jazz New Orleans on New Orleans Public Radio, 89.9 WWNO, and a celebration of Jazz Fest 2013, which got rolling today at the fairgrounds and rolls right on through a week from Sunday. Lots of music in town, at the fairgrounds, and in store for you tonight right here from festival performers. And in about 40 minutes, conversation with our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week, singer Diane Reeves, who plays Jazz Fest Sunday afternoon and has for many years enjoyed a strong connection with New Orleans music and musicians.
I remember one time I was doing this thing with my guitarist, Romero Lubambos from Brazil. And so we were working on this thing, and at the time Herlin Riley was in the band. And I remember I said, "Oh, you'll love him. He's going to, you know, it's not a problem, you know." And Romero just said, "My God, this is just like home." I said, "Yeah, because he's from New Orleans." I said, "It's different. You know, it's just an understanding and a feeling, and it's a language that can be spoken everywhere."
Certainly spoken very fluently by New Orleans string maestro Don Vappy, doing his banjo thing here on Banjo a la Creole and his tune, Coconut Shake. Thank you. Don Vappy from his Banjo a la Creole CD, Coconut Shake. Throw me something, mister. Or maybe better just hand me something if it's one of those highly prized Zulu coconuts. Don Vappy plays, and plays very well, just about anything with strings on it. This spring, he's done some dates and recording with the great Cajun band Beausoleil. And many moons ago, when he was 17, Don played guitar for the sultry chanteuse Peggy Lee. Don Vappy and his Creole Jazz Serenaders play Jazz Fest Sunday afternoon, and at lunchtime Sunday in the grandstand at the fairgrounds, a.k.a. the Allison Minor Music Heritage Stage. I'll be interviewing Don, and he, along with the wonderful pianist Mike Esnell, will play. Hope you can stop by for that. Get yourself a cochon de lait and a cafe au lait and come lay around for a while in the grandstands with us. Don's not only a wonderful player, but a great storyteller as well. This is Jazz New Orleans on New Orleans Public Radio, 89.9 WWNO. I'm Fred Kasten. Glad you're here. Still to come tonight, NEA Jazz Master Eddie Palmieri. House calls from two doctors, Dr. Michael White and Dr. John, and some very early George Benson. Right now, one of the featured performers out at the festival today, saxophonist Joshua Redman, who 20 years ago graduated from Harvard with plans to go on to law school at Yale after taking a year off from school to hang out with friends in New York and maybe play a little music. Well, that year has turned into 20, and the law's loss has been music's gain. Here is Joshua Redman with the old Peter Martin Trio. Peter Martin, Chris Thomas, and Brian Blade, piano, bass, and drums, plus guitarist Peter Bernstein, from Freedom in the Groove, Cat Battles. Thank you.
Thank you.
Orleans clarinetist and composer Tim Lachlan with the title tune from a CD full of his excellent compositions, The Isle of Orleans. Catch him and his always outstanding band at 3 tomorrow afternoon in Economy Hall at Jazz Fest. And pianist John Cleary off Pin Your Spin, Zulu Strut. John and his current band, the Diabolical Fandangos, play the Blues Tent at Jazz Fest just after 4 tomorrow afternoon. Jazz New Orleans and a celebration of Jazz Fest 2013 here on New Orleans Public Radio 89.9 WWNO. I'm Fred Caston. Mighty nice to have you here tonight. Just about 15 minutes away now from our extended conversation with and some of the great music of our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week singer Diane Reeves. And later, the one-time music director of A Prairie Home Companion, clarinetist and pianist Butch Thompson, checks in with a genuine Jelly Roll Morton classic. Right now, trombone man Craig Klein, whose band Bonorama played the fest today, and who will be back at the festival Sunday as part of a Kid Ory tribute with fellow slidemen Lucian Barberin, Freddie Lonzo, and Ronnell Johnson. That will be kicks, as is this from Craig Klein and his New Orleans Trombonism CD, Dad's Dilemma.
I'm Yeah.
Dr. Michael White from Dancing in the Sky. Give it up, Gypsy Second Line. A favorite of dancers and those of us who just think we're dancing. In the Economy Hall tent at Jazz Fest, where Michael White will be featured, along with Donald Harrison Jr., Breeze, and Roderick Paulin, in a tribute to Sidney Bechet, one of the all-time greats of New Orleans music and of jazz. Sidney Bechet tribute tomorrow afternoon at Jazz Fest. And Kermit Ruffins before Michael White off Swing This with the late, great New Orleans pianist, arranger, and composer Edward Franks' Fruit Punch. Kermit and the Barbecue Swingers play Jazz Fest Sunday afternoon. Jazz New Orleans on New Orleans Public Radio, 89.9 WWNO. I'm Fred Kasten. Thanks for joining me just in time for our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week conversation with Diane Reeves. Diane Reeves is one of the finest jazz singers on the planet. Born in Detroit, she grew up in Denver in a family full of musicians.
There's a lot of musicians in my family. Uncle's a bassist, and he was with the symphony for many years, as well as a jazz bassist. A couple of great aunts that were performers. And then I have another cousin who actually produced a lot of my records, George Duke. So music was like a really very much part of the family.
Diane Reeves started singing seriously in junior high, taking vocal lessons and joining the school choir.
I remember walking down the hall in passing period in school and thinking, I've always heard, don't put all your eggs in one basket, but I am. And, you know, because I loved it. I loved how singing made me feel, and I loved how I could communicate with people on this other level that I couldn't define.
That sets my soul free. I need a feeling of jazz.
In high school, Diane Reeves started working with soulful pianist Gene Harris in a small downstairs second room in a major Denver music club, The Warehouse.
My parents or my sister or different people would chaperone from the family. And then the big acts between their shows, they would come downstairs, and I met all kinds of people. One time, I remember Ella Fitzgerald came, and the altitude got to her, and they had me go upstairs and, you know, sing her show.
Wow.
I'm sure I wasn't, you know, I was just young, and they said, we just need somebody, and they just told them, she won't be here tonight, but Miss Reese is going to come up. And that was the first time somebody called me that, Miss Reese. And so I went up and I put on her shoes, because she had fabulous shoes in her dressing room still. And then she was able to come and do the rest of the show.
With a sigh. Oh, give me a magic.
After high school, Diane Reeves studied composition for a year at the University of Colorado, then motored west to L.A.
A couple of the members from Earth, Wind & Fire from Denver, and that's how I ended up going to Los Angeles. And when I got there, I loved it. My cousin George Duke was there, started doing all kind of sessions, and that's how I lived, you know, started off doing session work and then continued on.
About a year after arriving in Los Angeles, Diane Reeves started performing and writing tunes with great pianist and composer Billy Childs.
We had band together for a long time, writing, arranging, and doing different stuff, and that was the beginning of all of that.
Always loved his playing, man. And his writing, too.
Wow. Oh, he's fantastic. We've been together since we were about 20 years old. Billy is my heart. He's just, you know, I just love him. I love what he does, and I love his spirit.
Yeah, it comes through in the music. I never had a chance to meet him, but I admired him from just a musical distance, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I always loved, you've done such a wide range of things, but I always loved the way you'd take a pop tune like The Twelfth of Never. I thought that was a great arrangement.
That was Billy's arrangement.
Yeah, that was,
you know,
it.
But thank you. I love that, too.
You ask how much I need you, must I explain? I need you, oh my darling, like roses need rain. You ask how long I'll love you. I'll tell you true until the 12th of never. I'll still be loving you. Hold me close. I'll love you till the bluebells forget to bloom. I'll love you till the clover has lost its perfume. I'll love you till the poets run out of rhyme, until the 12th of never, and that's
many years now, Diane Reeves has enjoyed a strong appreciation for and association with New Orleans musicians.
I remember one time I was doing this thing with my guitarist, Romero Lubambos from Brazil. And so we were working on this thing, and at the time Herlin Riley was in the band. And I remember I said, oh, you'll love him. He's going to, you know, it's not a problem, you know. And Romero just said, my God, this is just like home. I said, yeah, because he's from New Orleans. I said, it's different. You know, it's just an understanding and a feeling, and it's a language that can be spoken everywhere.
Diane Reeves and her quartet, including guitarist Romero Lubambo, pianist Peter Martin, who's very well known in these here parts, bassist Reginald Veal, who's from the Crescent City, and drummer Terrion Gully, play Jazz Fest Sunday afternoon. Here is Diane Reeves in the company of pianist Renee Rosnes from Renee's Art and Soul, with a tune composed by another Jazz Fest headliner, Wayne Shorter. He'll be at the festival a week from Sunday. In the instrumental version, this was known as Footprints. Lyrics here are supplied by Kitty Margolis. Ancient Footprints, Diane Reeves with Renee Rosnes on Jazz New Orleans.
Changes
Diane Reeves with pianist Renee Rosnes from Renee's Art and Soul CD, Wayne Shorter's Footprints, with lyrics by Kitty Margolis, known in that version as Ancient Footprints. Diane Reeves plays Jazz Fest Sunday afternoon, and 1 week from Sunday out at the fest, Wayne Shorter and his amazing quartet, together 13 years now, featuring Danilo Perez, John Patitucci, and Brian Blade, piano, bass, and drums, will do their thing. Jazz New Orleans on New Orleans Public Radio, 89.9 WWNO New Orleans, 90.5 KTLN Thibodaux-Houma, and WWNO.org. I'm Fred Caston. Sure nice to have you here tonight for our Jazz New Orleans celebration of Jazz Fest 2013. Underway now and happening right through Sunday, May 5th. Still to come tonight, new work from Jason Marcellus and his A World of Mallets CD. Excellent advice on how to approach life in general, and Jazz Fest in particular, from the Rebirth Brass Band, and a pretty tune with a Caribbean lilt from trumpeter Leroy Jones.